You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
There are five political parties that are going to have their matters ventilated before the electoral court, which is in sitting via virtual hearings. And we have the Operation Dudula, Cape Independent Party, Arise South Africa, Defenders of the People, and the Independent South African National Civic Organization, or ISANCO, which is also part of these parties that will hope to have their matters ventilated before the court. At the moment, we are still hearing arguments by the Arise South Africa, ASA, which is represented by Advocate Dalimbofu Senior Counsel, and that is where we are at the moment.
And the political parties that are there, Zoleka, what are they saying this morning?
Well, the arguments that have been given by Arise South Africa, and perhaps for the benefit of the listeners, it would be beneficial for them to know the IEC timetable. Now, if you remember, Sakina, as you correctly mentioned, on the 8th of March was the deadline for political parties to submit their candidate list onto the online portal of the commission. Now, on the 18th of March, we had the IEC tell all political parties if there were any defects as to the their submissions. And then on the 20th of March, the parties had to remedy these defects. On the 26th of March, the lists were published then by the IEC, and those are the provisional lists. On the 27th of March, the objections closed. Now, the arguments that we've heard from the Arise South Africa party is that the IEC, and there's something wrong, they say there are technical glitches with the system. And if you remember, I think it was last month where various other parties also headed to the electoral court to speak on this very matter. Among them was the Labour Party. They say that there's something wrong with the system. And why is that? Well, the party says that they had submitted their regional list, their provincial list, as well as their national list. But the IEC, and there's a dispute of facts here, because the IEC says, well, because they allege that the Arise South Africa failed to submit their regional list and therefore cannot appear on the national list. And they, the Arise South Africa, saying that they were only aware of this defect or alleged defect on the 27th of March, and meaning that they had missed the deadline. And they say that, well, this is not a fault that must rest with the party. They also say that for the purposes of this argument, say that they did miss the deadline and they did not submit their regional list. There's another party, ISANCO, which we spoke about earlier, which it says did not submit regional lists as well. And that because of that, then the IEC is not exercising equality before the law in relation to all these parties. And that would be a violation of the rights as enshrined in Section 19 of the Constitution in terms of political parties being able to exercise their political rights.
So as we're talking about deadlines and, of course, a timetable to which the IEC is working, Zoleka, how is this going to affect the affected parties going into the elections, given that some of those deadlines on that calendar have already been met?
Well, in the case of Arise, for example, because that is the party that we've heard arguments from at this point, it would mean that they would not appear on the national list should the court not find in favor of the party. But I think something interesting that happened in court today is that the justices were asking whether it would be correct to assume that the online portal of the IEC had defects. And the reason why they asked this is because there was a point. So in terms of Section 28 of the Electoral Commission Act, the chief electoral officer must notify parties of non-compliance if the registered parties had submitted a list of candidates and they had not fully complied with this. So the party says that, well, we did not know, the IEC did not contact us speaking of these issues or defects in our submission on the online portal. In fact, they only did that on the 27th, which was the closing date of the deadline or the closing date for objections. And so they say that they would be prejudiced as a result, because then they would only appear on the provincial list and neither on the regional or national list.
Well, Zoleka, we'll leave it there for now. That's our reporter, Zoleka Qodashe. And she is, of course, at the Electoral Court watching those proceedings, the hearing of five matters in which political parties are seeking relief.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.